And then I give inspiration, revelation, that I create for them a boat in this earth, like that boat, to sail on it in these seas and oceans. And I create for them, similar to that boat, boat for them to ride it and use it every day. Like this in Surah Yasin, all of you recite it. وحملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وخلقنا لهم من مثله. We created for them similar to it. It looks like it to that divine boat, a boat which they can ride it every day and cross sail in the seas by it. وَإِنْ نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. And if we want, we will send them down, and no shouting for them, even no voice, then will come. Which means, if I want, Allah Almighty saying, I will make all this boat in the Wahdaniyah, in this ocean, to sink in the ocean of Wahdaniyah, and then no existence and appearing for all of them, finished. But mercy from me, I am keeping them to know themselves, because the one, Allah Almighty is saying, the one who know himself, he know his God. If the one he know himself, he know his God. If he know his God, he will be God. من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه فقد تأله. In the hadith. The one who know himself, he know his God. The one who knows God, mean I will best dress him by a godly body. I will make him a godly one. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. O believers, mu'min, be godly one. Don't be a human one. Allah is saying, only for mu'mins, not for all mankind. For mu'mins, O mu'mins, be godly one. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. Be a godly one, don't be a human one. Even you are dressed by humanity, but you can take it off from you. Firstly, you can take it off from you, and you will be dressed and exist by the light of Allah Almighty. As awliya, past awliya used to say, there is nothing inside our clothes except Allah Almighty, which means the lights of Allah Almighty, not mean the essence of Allah Almighty. And the ulama were not able to understand this. They thought they are saying, signing to themselves to be the God Allah Almighty. But the intention was, the meaning of what they were saying, that we are no more existing by our humanity, we are existing by the lights of Allah Almighty, and there is no inside this clothes except the lights of Allah Almighty. As there is nothing in the house, in Kaaba, what there is in Kaaba? It is empty. Nothing inside. You enter to Kaaba, if you enter, nothing. It is totally empty. Only walls. But it is full with the lights of Allah Almighty descending on Kaaba. The Kaaba existing by the lights of Allah Almighty. And this light of Allah Almighty we are facing and making sujood for it. And we are making tawaf around this light of Allah Almighty descending over the Kaaba. And the same, Allah Almighty descending on us, the same light. But Mawlana say it is much more higher than the light descending on Kaaba. The light descending on Kaaba is one from 70,000 parts of light descending on mankind, on Bani Adam. 70,000 times the light which descending on us higher than the light descending on Kaaba. And for this the Kaaba is in need to give respect to him, the one whom reached to maqam of wilaya, and he is existing by the light of Allah Almighty. Once Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wujdawani was in a meeting with his murids and ulama, and he said, every day Kaaba come and visit me, give respect, make tawaf, and it goes then to her place. One alim, he said, and also follow me. It is coming and making. Yani he is making fun from Sayyidina Al-Bukhari to Uldawan. He is not accepting what he is saying. Some ulama, they denied. Some ulama, they ran away. And the Uyghurs, they said, Amanna wa sadaqna. We believe. Then one of the ulama, when he wants to criticize Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wajdawani, he told him, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq, A'la Allah ta'ala darajatihi da'iman, qaddas Allah sirrahu al-Ali al-Aziz. Oh alim, oh ulama, I am not lying on you, I am saying the truth. And then he, by permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called the Kaaba, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wajdawani. He was in Uzbekistan, in Bukhara. You saw the present. And from his maqam there, from his zawiya, in front of all ulama, he said, oh Kaaba, come! And all the Kaaba was in the stone, with black stone, all of it coming, giving respect, making tawaf around Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq. All the Kaaba, the huge Kaaba coming, all of it. And then, at a time, she left her door in the place of Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wajdawani and returned to Mecca and stayed in her maqam. Until now this door is still in the zawiya of Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wajdawani. The one who visits Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq, he will see now the door, they put it near the grave, the maqam of the visit of Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq. Before it was in the zawiya all the time. You will see the door, a sign, huge door, no one can carry it. And for this, Allah Almighty making the heart of the one of us to be the house of Allah Almighty, where the light descending on our heart 70,000 times higher than the light coming over the Kaaba. And for this light, Allah making everyone to make Hajj to the Kaaba and to make sujood towards the Kaaba and facing the Kaaba. Sujood for Allah Almighty, but facing the Kaaba, facing this light, and to make tawaf around the Kaaba only for this light of Allah Almighty. How it is about, how about the light descending on us, on mankind, which is 70,000 times higher than the light descending over Kaaba. And for this Allah Almighty ordering all malaika, all angels, all of them, from Jibreel to the lowest type, and all jinns from Iblis, and he was in maqam, his name was Azazil, he was not Iblis, his name was Azazil, the peacock of malaika, the boss of malaika, from his type of jinn. And all of them to make sujood, when Allah Almighty dreading this light in over Sayyidina Adam and blowing from his soul into him, giving this light into him, all the malaika, all creation, all jinns, all whatever Allah created, they make sujood to whom? To Allah Almighty or to Adam?
Allah.
To the facing. Sayyidina Adam was like Qibla, like Kaaba for them. The light descending on Adam, the sujood for Allah Almighty, but facing Sayyidina Adam, whom this light descending on him, because they were not able to see Allah Almighty and to make sujood for him. He was the Kaaba for them, Sayyidina Adam. He was the Qibla for all malaika, for all creation. For what? For this light which Allah Almighty dressed to Sayyidina Adam. What is this light which Allah blessed to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Light Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the light. This is the soul of Allah Almighty which given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality of Muhammadun Rasulullah. The heart of Muhammadun Rasulullah. The essence of Muhammadun Rasulullah. And for this he was the Khalif of Allah Almighty. Allah, Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah, Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah, Aziz Allah,
Aziz Allah,
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 Kareem Allah,
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 Allah.
children. Make us sincere servants to you, Allah Almighty. Forgive us, mercy us, protect us. Give us strong Iman, strong Islam, strong faith, O Allah Almighty. Make us real Naqshbandi, Ya Allah. Make us sincere Ummah to Rasulullah, sincere lovers to Rasulullah and to you, O Allah Almighty. Make us sincere Muris to Maulana Shaykh Nazim, to Grand Shaykh and to all Grand Shaykh and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Osman Ali. And make us sincere followers to Imam Sahib al-Zaman Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mahdi, and make us to reach his side. Bi Hurmat al-Habib, bi Hurmat al-Fatiha. Now it is time of darkness again. Allah Almighty saying in the Holy Quran, there is the first ignorant darkness, which was before Rasulullah, and there is going to be a second one, Jahiliyyat al-Thani, Jahiliyyat al-Ula, the first Jahiliyyah, ignorance period of time, it was before Rasulullah until Rasulullah appeared. Then Allah Almighty mentioned in the Holy Quran, there is a second ignorance period of time, a second one, and now we are in the second darkened time, ignorant time, totally all now, mankind, they are totally ignorant. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, which means there is a thaniya. When Allah Almighty is saying وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, means there is a second one. Okay? Allah Almighty telling to the holy wives of Rasulullah, don't dress and be like the woman of the first ignorance time. When he says the first ignorance time, means there is a second one, Maulana says. And now we are in second one. And for this you will see now men and women, all of them dressing by satanic dresses. No more covering themselves, no more following the sunnah of Rasulullah, no more following the holy wives of Rasulullah, no more following the teaching of Rasulullah, no more following the good manners of the Sahaba and wives of Rasulullah, all of them far away, following Western people, westernizing themselves, following Wahhabi people, following Jama'at al-Tabligh, saying for everything is kufr, shirk, don't pray, don't fast, don't do anything, everything is kufr, shirk. What to do? Follow Shaitan. You will be saved. Like this perhaps they are saying. They are narrow-minded people, Maulana says. Ignorant ones, totally. Making everyone to run away from Islam, from Iman. And for this, look now. Instead, how many now there is ulama? Thousands, hundreds of thousands all over the Islamic world. But no more ulama. They make the ummah to be totally far away from love of Allah Almighty and love of Rasulullah. And they are far away from the teaching of Rasulullah. And for this Rasulullah, he said for the ulama of nowadays, not the good ones whom they are Ahl al-Sunnah wa al-Jama'ah believing in Awliya and Rasulullah, but for the other, especially Wahhabi and Jama'ah al-Tabligh. أخوف ما أخاف عليكم يهود أمتي أخوف ما أخاف عليكم يهود أمتي قالوا يا رسول الله أمة محمدية كيف يكون فيها يهود أمة محمدية فيها مسلمين كيف يهود من هم يهود الأمة علماء اللسان علماء آخر الزمان تجري على ألسنتهم السموم يجري السم على ألسنتهم يقول النمل فيما معناه الحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he was telling the Sahaba the most which I am afraid from the Yahud of my Ummah the Jews of my Ummah they told them how Ummah Muhammad nation of Rasulullah how in Ummah in the nation there is Jews they are children of Israel how we are Muhammadis. How in Muhammad there is Jews? He said, the ulama of the last time, they are the Jews of my ummah. Because poison on their tongue, poisoning all the heart of my ummah and making them to run away from Allah Almighty and me. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. And look now, how many hundred thousand ulama there is, and look at the ummah. Who is facing Allah Almighty? Who is facing Rasulullah? Who is running toward Allah Almighty and Rasulullah? Everyone is running away to build this dunya, to build this life, following their desires, following the satanic world of shaitan, and they are happy, and all of them leaving Allah Almighty and Rasulullah. Where is the ulama? But they are, the ulama, especially the Wahhabi, and Jama'atul Tabligh, saying for everything, shirk, don't visit awliya, shirk, don't love Rasulullah, shirk, don't say, oh ya Rasulullah, shafa'a, shirk, don't go to Rasulullah, don't go to awliya, all it is shirk, go directly to Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, what is saying in the Holy Quran? He said, come to me directly, or go to Rasulullah. Go to Rasulullah. Allah is saying, ordering, as Allah Almighty ordering Malaika and Jinn to make sujood to Adam, Iblis refused. He say, no, I don't make a sujood except to you, O Allah Almighty. Allah curses him. It is my order. I am Allah saying, make sujood, make sujood. Why? You are teaching me, teaching Allah Almighty, and Allah curses him. Allah Almighty is ordering, come to Rasulullah, don't come to me. وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Allah is witnessing, and enough, the witness of Allah Almighty. The one who obey Rasulullah is obeying me. The one who come to Rasulullah is coming to me. And in other ayah, Allah Almighty saying, وَلَوْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. If they make sins or bad deeds, ظالمين, oppressor, if they make things to make them oppressor, then let them come to you, my beloved Muhammad. And through you, they ask forgiveness from me, and you ask for them forgiveness. I will forgive them. They found me the most forgivable one. But if they don't come to you and ask forgiveness, never I am going to forgive them. In the Holy Quran, Allah orders. Who represents Rasulullah now? Allah saying, what is saying Allah? Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. In Surah Yunus. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Who? They are the one representing Rasulullah. And Allah is ordering. The Wahhabi says, don't go to awliya, shirk, kufr, and jama'at tabligh. We listen to them or we listen to Allah Almighty? To whom we must listen? To Allah Almighty. We must listen to the Holy Quran. What Allah Almighty saying in the Holy Quran? يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. He didn't say, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا معي. He said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O mu'mins, be, اتقوا, what is the meaning
of it? الله وين بيند كلنده الله وين يقول أنجي كلنده وكونوا مع الصادقين هم يا الله رجلون شين بيند كلنده.
Be with Sadiq. Be aware from me and be with Sadiq. Go to Sadiq, follow him to come to me. Allah is saying, go to Awliya, go to Siddiq, go to Sadiq, and follow, be with him, then you will be with me. You will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is ordering in the Holy Quran.
إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا والذين آمنوا. And Allah Almighty saying, pray for me, make dua for me, not from any place. There is holy places where you, if you make dua, from it Allah will accept your dua. Go to visit maqams of awliya and they pray to Allah Almighty, Allah will accept. go to maqams of Ahlu Baytul Nabi, because Allah Almighty is saying, Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum Ahlul Bayt. The mercies and barakah of Allah Almighty descending on of Ahlul Bayt Rasulullah. Wherever you find Ahlul Bayt, go there and pray to Allah Almighty. Ask Allah Almighty. Allah will give. And for this Allah Almighty, what is saying in the Holy Quran? Sayyidina Zakariya, he was a prophet. He was a prophet. And he was the imam of the mosque. He was leading the prayers. And what he did? He made dua in the mosque. He made the dua. Where he made his dua? To Allah Almighty. Allah mentioning in the Holy Quran. He didn't make dua from any place. Allah Almighty will not accept from him. Even he is a prophet. He went to where? To the maqam, to the house, to the room of Sayyidina Maryam. He visited Sayyidina Maryam, he found fruits in her room. He said, Rami, where are these fruits? Who brings them to you? She said, Malaika descend here and bring the fruits from Jannah. Inna Allah yarzuku man yasha'u bi ghayri hisab, she said. Hunalika. Hunalika. Ma lam yakul huna. Hunalika, ay fi maqam Sayyidina Maryam. Allah Almighty is saying there, in the maqam of Maryam, in the room of Maryam, where the malaika descending, there Zakariya called me and he told me, oh Allah Almighty, send for me a son. And Allah Almighty quickly accepted his dua, and before he left Sayyidina Maryam, Allah Almighty descending Jibreel on him, and he told them, Allah Almighty rewarding you, giving you a good tidings, your wife is pregnant with Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. How? I am very old, and she is very old, and she is aqeem, yani aqeem.
Malladi, mulla kadaikkaada paruvathil irukkar.
So how Allah Almighty say, I am the doctor, I create her, and I fixed her for you. Now finish. Give me a sign. He told him, you are not able to talk for 3 days. Only you can give people by signing to them. And like this, Allah Almighty saying, teaching us that Sayyidina Zakariya, he went to the room of Maryam, to the maqam of Maryam. In this maqam, he prayed to Allah Almighty and Allah accepted. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ بَعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ بَعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا. After Sayyidina Musa passed away in the desert, and Sayyidina Harun and also Sayyidina Yusha, all they passed away, then, and 40 years they are missing their way to come out of the desert, the children of Israel, they went at last, on the end of the 40 years, no more there was anyone to guide them, Allah sent for them a prophet called Samuel. Samuel. And they, Allah Almighty saying in the Holy Quran, I am أَلَمْ تَرَى. If you see, I am going to make you to see my beloved Muhammad. And he was showing Rasulullah this event. أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الْمَلَأِ. The children of Israel, when they went to a prophet after Musa alayhi salam, and they told him, send us a king. Send us a king to fight في سبيل الله. Mujahid fi sabilillah. Why they didn't ask Allah Almighty? Kufr, shirk. They didn't ask Allah Almighty. They went to a prophet, Allah Almighty saying. They went to a prophet for them, which is Samuel. What they told them, they didn't tell him, ask for us, Allah Almighty. They told him, send for us a king. The prophet. How can a prophet send for them a king? Allah must send the king. What they said to the Prophet, send for us a king, which means that not everyone can, or open his hand and say, "Oh Allah Almighty, give me," and Allah will give him. No, you must go to a holy one who has a holy breath, whose breath is holy, and you will ask him to make dua for you, to bless you, to ask for you Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty mentioning this story for Rasulullah, teaching the nation of Rasulullah to Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Sahaba, if you want anything, go to Rasulullah, let him pray for you to me. After Rasulullah, go to Sahaba. After Sahaba, to followers. After followers, go to Awliyaullah to Yawm al-Qiyamah and ask them to pray for me. And for this he was telling this story that children of Israel, they went to a prophet asking him to ask Allah Almighty me to send for them a king to fight the non-believers for the sake of Allah Almighty and to enter Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem at that time. And all these times and these ayat, where the Wahhabi putting it? Where Jama'at al-Tabligh putting it? It is the Holy Quran, but they are now, their example is like the example of Jews when Allah Almighty saying, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. They used to believe in some of the holy ayat and verses of the Holy Quran and they reject other holy verses and ayat. And Allah Almighty saying, the one who rejects one ayah is a kafir. Finish. No more accepted. You must believe to have iman by all. All the ayat to have iman with them. By them. إلى شرف النبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وطاله من الفاتحة.
أحسنت.
This is from station of Maulana Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not a prepared speech. No, it is what coming translated for me and for you. I am listening, you are listening.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. صل على سيدنا محمد النبي
Allahumma salli ala